So let's review. The Gemara in the previous daf said a brisa, in which there is a machlekes regarding shutfas evdei kechav. If a Jew and non-Jew are partners in an animal that is a bechar. Yehuda holds chayiv bebechar. The animal has kedushas bechar, while the chacham hold potter mebechar. The animal does not have kedushas bechar. The Gemara offers two explanations in the source of this machlekes in the following pasuk: kadosh lekol bechar bevenei Yisrael. In the first explanation, they disagree in the understanding of the word bechar. The Chum hold that the word Bechar alone implies Miktas Bechar. Even a Bechar that is partially owned by Yisrael is a Bechar. Therefore, the additional word Kol comes to teach otherwise, Adeka Kule. Only Bechar that is completely owned by Yisrael is Chayev, but Shutfas Akum Pater. While Rabbi Yehuda holds vice versa, the word Bechar alone implies Kule Bechar. Only Bechar that is completely owned by Yisrael is Chayev. Therefore, the additional word Kol comes to teach otherwise, that full of Kol Dehu, even a Bechar that is partially owned by Yisrael is Chayev. Therefore, Shutfas Akum Chayev. In the second explanation, both agree that the word Bechar implies Ruba, a Bechar that is mostly owned by Yisrael is Chayef. The Machlekes is in the understanding of the word Kol. The Chum hold Kol Mashma Lemeluyi Asa Adeka Kule. The word Kol implies to add, therefore complete Jewish ownership is required, but Shutfas Akum Pater. While Rabbi Yehuda holds Kol Mashma Ligrui Asa Afilo Kol Dehu, the word Kol implies to subtract, therefore any amount of Jewish ownership suffices, and Shutfas Akum Chayef. The Gemara proceeds with a discussion in the Chacham's opinion that Kolzman Shiyar Evi Kacham Be'emtza Pturim in the Bechaira. If a non-Jew owns any part of the animal, it is exempt from Kedushas Bechar. And the Gemara requires, for Kamatei Shutfas Shal Akum Metehe Pturim in the Bechaira. What is the minimum amount of the non-Jew's shear for it to be Pturim in the Bechaira? To which the Gemara cites three opinions. Rav Huna says, Afilo Aznai. Even a small part of the animal, such as its ear, is enough. Rav Chizda says, Dava Sha'isa Is Nevela. Only a vital limb that would disqualify the shechita and render the animal a nevela. For example, as Rashi explains, Beveshet oy begagere shaloi, hoyel b'chiyusa b'yodi d'oy b'kuchavim, chashav kamand avakula d'oy b'kuchavim. If the Akam owns a part that, if removed, renders the animal nevela, as if it was completely dead, the animal is considered as if it was owned entirely by the Akam. Rava says, Dava sha'isa isa trefa. Even a vital limb that does not render it nevela, but merely renders it trefa, suffices. Because he holds trefa and nechaya, a trefa animal cannot live. While Rav Chizda requires davar sha'isa is nevela, but davar sha'isa is a trefa is not enough to exempt it because he holds trefa chaya, a trefa animal can live. The Gemara proceeds to explain the distinction between shutfas akum peturim in the bechera and nefalim the afagav delav b'nechiyus in inukachi. If the bechera was a stillborn, it becomes kaddish even though it is dead because the pasuk states petesh sheger behema, sheger behema, even if the uber was ejected from its mother. Accordingly, in the case of Shutfas Akum, the Bechar should become Kaddish based on the Jew's part, even though it is considered dead without the non-Jew's part. The Gemara answers, in the case of Nephalim, Kivin Dolei Arivu Behu Chulin, Karinu Behu Bebehemu Kol Bechar. Since the Bechar is completely owned by Yisrael, it is considered a Bechar Yisrael. While in the case of Shutfas Akum, Kivin Dolei Arivu Behu Chulin, Le Karinu Behu Kol Bechar. Since the Bechar is partially owned by a non-Jew, it is not considered a Bechar Yisrael. The Gemara proceeds with a mission in the second parak. Rachel sheyalda min eiz, ve'eiz sheyalda min Rachel, peturim in the bechera. If a sheep gave birth to a goat gave birth to a sheep, the mitzvah bechera does not apply. However, v'im yesh be'miktza simanim chayiv, if the bechera has some characteristics of its mother, the mitzvah does apply. And Rabbi Yechina adds, mum kavua hava lishchatalav, this abnormality is considered a permanent blemish which disqualifies it from being a carbon. Rather, like any bechera ba'mum, it is given to the kayin who may shecht and eat the bechera immediately without waiting for another mum. The Gemara, however, asks that this ruling of Rabbi Yechon is apparently superfluous, because this halacha of kivin nishtanu havalei muma, that an abnormality is considered a permanent blemish, has already been taught in one of the following Mishnahs. The Mishnah later states, piv demike shel chazir harizah mum. If the Bechar's mouth is shaped like that snout of a swine, it is considered a mum, apparently because kivin nishtanu havalei muma. And the Gemara answers, this Mishnah teaches that shinu havalei muma only in the case of nishtanu bedavar she'ein b'mina kadosh b'bechar. The shin is from a rachel to a chazir, for which bechar does not apply. Or Rabbi Yochanan adds that shin have a mumma even in the case of nishtana bedavar sheyesh b'mina kadosh b'bechar. The shin is from a rachel to an eitz, which bechar does apply. Or the Gemara continues to ask. Another Mishnah states, Eina achetz gedel kishel egel v'achetz ketana kishel avas harizah mum. If the bechar had one eye unusually large like a calf, or one eye unusually small like a goose, it is considered a mum. Now, although in the case of Gedel Kishel Egel, the Shinu is to a Dover, Sheyesh B'mini Kaddish B'Bechaira, and the Mishnah teaches that even this Shinu, Kivin Nishtan Havali Mumma, so what does Rabbi Yechina add? The Gemara answers that perhaps in this case, it's not a Mum because of the Shinui, but because the Havali Serua, In any two limbs of one kind, if one is larger than the other, it is considered a mum, as the pasuk states. V'sherva says seruah v'kalut, nedava tasa isur l'neda le'iratza. Therefore, Rabbi Yochanan adds that any shina, even such as tzemer rachel demel shel'ez, the sheep has hair like that of a goat, is considered a mum, because kiva nishtan havalei mum. All cases of shina are considered a mum. The Gemara concludes the discussion of shutvas akum with the following incidents. Hahigi Yerusa, the Havamastron le Achi Chebosa Levetuma. There was a Jewish woman, a Giyaris, who would accept to raise the animals of non-Jews in exchange for being a partner in the offspring. And Rava ruled that the Uber is Pata Mebuchar because we do not follow Rabbi Yehuda's opinion of Shutvas Akum Chayevis Mebuchar. But even so, Rav Mori Bar Rochel Havi Lehahi Chebosa, Havamachne Ludnayu Laakum. Rav Mori Bar Rochel would sell the ear of his Uber to a non-Jew before he was born to remove Kedusha's Bechar, because Dilma Asim Huladei Takala, he was concerned that one might come to do work with the Bechar. But even so, he was Machmer, the Asl who begizav Avoida, the Avalu Lekanim. He would treat the animal as a Bechar and forbid shearing and working it, and he gave the animal to a kain. Nevertheless, as a result, Kalai Chevasa Rav Mori Bar Rochel, all his animals died. The Gemara explains that he was punished by the Shemayim because the Mafke Lahumi Kedusha Sayu, he removed the Kedusha from the Bechar. However, the Gemara asked from Rabbi Yehuda, who says, "Mutal adam hatal mum b'chayr koid m'sheitz laver oilam." One's permitted to cause a blemish to b'chayr in the womb before it's born, even though this removes the kedusha. And the Gemara offers two answers: Hatalas mum is permitted because mekedushas mizbeach komafkele, mekedushas koin lamafkele. This removes only the kedusha for bringing it as a carbon, but a b'chayr bal mum still retains its kedusha in that it must be given to a koin. While mechir la'akum is forbidden because afilu mekedushas koin kamafkele. This removes the kedusha completely and it does not need to be given to a koin. Or perhaps even Mechir La'akim is permitted. However, Rav Mori Bar Rochel is punished because Rav Mori Bar Rochel yada la'knuya kinyagamer. Rav Mori indeed sold the Bechor to a non-Jew with a proper kinyag kesef. However, v'chazli inish achrina v'azl v'avit v'savar Rav Mori milsa hu da'avit v'asab le'dei takala. Another person who sees this might sell his Bechor without a proper kinyan, on the assumption that Rav Mori did not accept money. And as a result, this person might come to transgress and do work with the Bechor.